When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with one healthy presenter, Damien Warren, and
one sick presenter, Toby Harris.
Toby, you look like death warmed up. I'm not sure whether that's toothpaste in the corner of your mouth.
It will be just to
cover up the smell of whatever else has come out recently. Not that that's a disgusting start to the podcast. I would say how you feeling, but I know I can see you don't look great.
No, not feeling too well, but the things you got to do for your for your listeners.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm leaning back a little bit further than normal to keep myself away from.
I might spray you, top and bottom.
Toby sent me a message this morning saying I'm not feeling great.
No, that was last night.
Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Jeez.
Did I jump the gun?
As always. I'm not feeling well, so if I have to leave for a toilet break, we'll have to pause the show. So it just shows, doesn't it? Commitment, resilience, teamwork.
Stupidity, all rolled into one.
Mate, let's go on with our messages from our supporters. Yes. So the first one's from Way Out West. Now, I think Way Out West has taken a little leaf out of Razzle Dazzle's book here.
He has. He's done a few paragraphs.
A number of points. Now, I can't go through all of them because I'm worried about Toby not making the end of the show, Way Out West. Going to pick out the big one. Names on shirts.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Way Out West agrees with names on shirts. And I agree with him because what he's saying is for those getting those casual people into the sport of rugby,
yeah,
having the names on the back means it's easier to get into the sport and to go, you know what, that Marcus Smith guy, what a player.
Yeah.
I'm a Marcus Smith fan.
Instead of going, oh, the number 12 or the number 10, you're like, correct. Well, you can actually say their name, can't you?
Yeah, very good. And a good point. Good point. Second one is amateur. Any union that's not seriously transitioning their women's program to professional is stupid and will be left behind. Well, we've already seen that, haven't we? So we saw England go professional, France go professional, their performances go through the roof.
They wiped the floor with everyone, didn't they?
Yeah, and then now New Zealand's gone professional. Within 12 months, we're seeing a huge turnaround there, arguably good coaching staff as well for once. Canada look pretty good. I don't know what their position is, but the others do need to go professional. Now, what is professional is a bigger question because if you are currently earning, let's say, £100,000 being a lawyer and you're playing for the ladies team, you're not going to give that up for 20, 30, 40,000, are you?
Well, you wouldn't think so.
So it's a tough one, isn't it? Because this is the only issue with going professional. You've got to pay them substantially more than they can get elsewhere, or on average more than they can get elsewhere. So they put that career on hold to play for the black jersey. but they can't do that unless they're getting paid a decent amount of money.
And I don't think, well, it'd be interesting to see what the women are actually on compared to the men. Because if you think about other sports, you know, tennis, it's the same.
It should be the same.
It's the same.
But it's not going to be, is it?
But then you look at football and it's ridiculous. And yeah. I think maybe rugby is quite ridiculous too.
Well, I know the rugby league, they don't get paid a thing. They have to pay to go to training. How bad is that?
That's real bad.
They have to pay. This is the England rugby league team, have to pay to get to training, have to pay like subs.
Really? They've got to pay subs.
They have to pay subs.
Subs for their nation.
That's being stopped for the World Cup.
Right.
Give them a little clap. This is actually worse. I know that the England rugby league team, so they went and played a doubleheader with the men's, right? And it was against France. And you would think, wouldn't you, that they would treat for this one-off game, you know, they're going to fly them over together. They're going to stay in the same hotel together. They might have the same meals, right? The men got flown out 2 days earlier. The women were flown out the day before.
I'm surprised they didn't catch a bus.
Yeah. They stayed in a different hotel.
Really?
They weren't even fed. And they returned back straight after the game.
Wow.
So if that doesn't smell of a bad attitude, I don't know what is, mate.
That's ridiculous.
And that's a sport that's been professional for a hell of a lot longer.
That's really poor.
Yeah. Another good point is the only way the ABs are going to beat Japan by 40, my comment, is if they change the coaching setup.
Shock.
Yeah, shock. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Did Fozzie break the contractual obligation against Japan by not starting a single Barrett? I like that.
Oh, that is good. Real good from you.
He does love the Barretts, doesn't he?
He does. He does. And to be fair.
No, don't be fair.
Okay. I won't say
to be fair, Geordie was good on the... He wasn't good on the weekend. Oh, my goodness. You like Geordie.
Oh, no way. Don't be ridiculous. Do you know what? His one try. There was one try that he scored where it was on the advantage and he had to leap up like a...
Oh, a gazelle. That was good.
You know,
though,
like Aussie rules.
Yeah, I loved it. I did love it.
Yeah, he scored. Love it. You know, that was
and that's
try.
Where he should be out wide on the wing.
He shouldn't even be on the pitch, mate.
What do you reckon the selection meeting's like, right? So you'd have Joe...
We've got the three Barretts on. Who else are we picking, fellas?
So my three picks will be Scotty Barrett.
Yeah, they get like five picks each, eh? I've got five picks this week, but I'm only going to do three.
You guys can have the other two, as long as I can have my three. Do you reckon,
as long
like,
as I get to go first.
Do you reckon when he goes up... And he goes, I saw Scotty Barrett in the pack. So, you know, Jason Ryan goes, oh, yeah, that's all right. Scotty Barrett in the pack. And then he goes, oh, Geordie at 12. Do you reckon Smith just hangs his head in shame?
I reckon he's dead behind those eyes, eh? Why on earth is he doing that?
And then...
oh, we'll put a number 10 at number 15. Oh,
and then,
my
then Smith's going, my five are... Havili,
Will Jordan at fullback.
You guys can have the rest of the picks.
Yeah.
Richie Mwanga at 9, 10, sorry. And then, no, I go first every week because I'm the main coach.
Oh, we'll put Geordie Barrett at 9, eh?
Love it.
Ridiculous.
Let's get Kane out of retirement and put him back in the forwards. That'll be a great story.
Who?
Kane, the older brother.
Oh, yeah.
Retired through concussion.
We'll just get him a halo so he doesn't knock his head again.
And get that dad involved as well.
Oh, he was bloody good at Taranaki.
Kev Barrett, he was absolutely bloody brilliant. He could still turn out 15 minutes at the end of a game.
The mother?
Let's get the mum on it.
We'll get her a haircut.
Give her a mullet. She'll fit right over the boys.
Yes, she will. How good. We'll get to that. Have you finished with that one?
Yeah,
then?
Mate, I'll finish with that one. Good. Way out west. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So this one is from Jess, a.k.a. Villaggio 007.
Love it.
Good from you. Long-time listener, second-time emailer. The All Blacks game has just finished, and I only have one question.
I love this question.
Would you either be bounced by Nick White, stepped by Etzebeth, or fall for that severe dummy. Really enjoy the podcast. Keep up the great work. So there's three options there.
All I've got to say is
bumped. Yes,
there's no way I'd be bumped by Nick White.
Oh, stepped by Elizabeth. I think I'd rather that. You know,
I'd 100%. I'd help him.
Oh, I'd say I'd go the other way.
I'd give the turnstile.
Go left, mate. Go left. I'll go right.
On my ankles. Oh, my ankles.
That severe dummy is disgusting. Absolutely ridiculous. It goes up at a 45 degree angle.
I know, that prop.
It's not even a pass.
Okay, so in that team meeting on Monday morning.
Oh, watching the video.
That prop is going to get rinsed, isn't it?
He will, eh? He will.
Now, I
reckon he's almost forgotten about it too. Like, oh, it should be a good team meeting, like the video. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Hell's bells. Ridiculous.
Everyone is going to be taking him out. They're going to be at training. They're going to be doing dummies in front of him.
That will be good.
Oh, brilliant.
That will be good.
Right, you do the next one as well, mate.
So this one's from Ben Zealand. He says, remember when the Black Ferns were getting thumped by Northern Hemisphere teams? Neither do I. Go New Zealand. That is all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because like you look back at 12 months ago and New Zealand got absolutely... Defeat. You know, they got beaten. I didn't realise this. The last four times they've played them, they've been beaten by France.
Really?
So I thought that it was just last year. But they must have been...
They played them twice last year, didn't they?
Yeah, twice. But before that, they lost again twice.
Are you betting against New Zealand?
In the final?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Neither.
Definitely. Definitely not. Okay. So this is from Adam. Hello, gentlemen. I'm a big fan, though rather new fan of the show.
Oh.
The one thing about being a rugby fan of the United States is that your team is awful, that we can watch the game for pure love. And that's absolutely true, isn't it? Absolutely true. There's something nice about just watching rugby and not getting upset by your own team because they're so bad. I get that. Though Scotland is my chosen team due to family ancestry, and Ireland are the most exciting to watch. I agree with that. I know things aren't looking good for the Kiwis at the moment, but as a rugby fan, I love this time. Every weekend I can watch the games, and really any team can win. I love watching Finn Russell, Bowden Barrett, Malcolm Marks, and Alice Genge. I have two questions for you. Why are you guys so high on Australia? Other than Wales, they are the most overrated team. Oof. Tonga Fase.
I'll tell you what, that's a true American speaking right there.
Listen, we're high on Australia because a lot of our listeners are...
No, but we're high on Australia because they've got loads of potential.
They got loads of potential, yeah.
Over the weekend, no one had them on to win. I mean, they didn't win, but they only lost by 1 point. Anyway, Karen.
I'm with you. Like, there's going to be a question later about the... Well, I'm going to ruin it now, but the dark horses of the World Cup. I think Australia...
I agree.
...are one of those dark horses.
Do you think Argentina are?
A little bit now. You got to say, you know, they've beaten all the big boys this year, haven't
they? It'll be interesting to see if they can back it up next week.
They can never back it up, though, can they?
No, that's what I mean.
That's the ultimate problem they have.
And that's why they won't.
The only thing I would say is they can never back it up in like a two match against the same team.
That's
true. But in the World Cup, you're not going to have that.
No, you're not.
So he goes on to say, I'd love to see Ireland win the World Cup, but my money is on South Africa. When it comes to it, they play a simply better game than everyone else. He then goes on to say that he loves the show and a number of other things, but we're running out of time, Adam, and I do apologise. But he then goes and says, P.S., what's Super Brew? What is Super Brew? Well, you know, you haven't been looking at the podcast link, Adam.
No. Super Brew.
Get on the Twitter, mate. Get on. We put very little on there, but... What goes on there is important.
But what does go on there is bloody good.
Now, I'm just going to mention a very quick one that we've got a We've got an email here from Jamie. And it's a great email, but unfortunately, we're running out of time, Jamie. So we will cover this one next week. But Jamie is the Canadian Ruck podcast, Toby.
Yes. He's done an interview with him.
He has hung up his podcasting mic.
Really?
As he's doing a doctorate, bright lad, in sports performance. And obviously, full-time teacher as well.
Wow.
Just doesn't have the time.
No. We're getting a bit like that, aren't we?
Whoa. We've created a time, haven't we?
We
7
have.
O'clock on a Monday morning.
I know. Ridiculous. You were
a bit late today.
I was. But that's because...
Normality continues.
That's because I was... we won't go into details.
Super Brew, mate.
Super Brew. I've got it.
We were going to have an absolute Bobby Dazzler until Argentina pipped England.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit sad for like a split second.
I wasn't.
And then I went, whoa, no, come on. So I slapped myself a couple of times. And then it was all good. Are you ready?
Yes. So Women's World Cup.
Yep.
I'm now down in fourth.
Okay, where am I?
You are my friend. You're way down.
All right, go top four, bottom four.
Okay, top four. Curtis, Ben Affleck, Stevie Mack, the Tobinator. It's close up the top, though.
Bottom four.
Bottom four. JFH10, Skiwi Dave, Ben Zealand,
oh.
And Sugar Fingers.
Oh, God, I love a Sugar Fingers.
And then for the
Autumn Internationals. We were all looking so good, weren't we?
We were. Someone's gone up 35 places.
It's the first week.
No, it's not.
No, it's the second week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, Snow.
Snow.
Yeah.
Good.
Snow at the top. You've got to stay there now, bud. Keza.
Yep.
J-Bird, 007. And Yucky Al. You're in fifth, though.
Am I?
You're in fifth, mate.
Wow.
There's actually a few. There's...
I'm in fifth.
No, but there's the person in third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. They're all on the same points.
So I'm in third.
So you're third equal.
Wow. There you go.
I am 16th. I went up 15 places.
Go on. Bottom four.
Bottom four. We've got Cameron someone. Cameron someone. We've got Dude Incredible, I think. Skiwi Dave. He's all... Why is Skiwi Dave so rubbish? And then we've got Hank the Tank? Yeah.
He normally does pretty well.
Yeah, he does.
He'll make a comeback.
Well, hopefully not.
So it's time for breaking news.
Breaking news, yeah. Kindly supported by your... by our...
Patreon members.
Oh, yeah. Patreon members, yeah.
By our Super Brew members who are getting a sneaky fine. right, mate, you go first.
I'll go first. Yeah, I don't really have much as I wasn't well last night, so I haven't done too much research. But a former Bath player, Levi Davis, has gone missing in Spain.
Ooh.
Now, it kind of got me thinking over the past 2 minutes when I saw this.
Yeah.
How many rugby players, you know, go on holiday and then go missing or die? like on the travels, because you think about there was a footballer not so long ago who was in a plane crash.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
and like things like that. This is the first one I've ever heard.
It is the first one I've ever heard, but it'd be interesting to see. Is he just on holiday with his family or something like that, I guess?
Well,
he's gone missing. Levi Davis. He's not currently a player, I don't think.
No, and he was a reality TV contestant. Whatever that was.
So he was on like Pop Idol or, you know, where they, you know, the one of the singing ones.
That shows how much.
What do they call that now?
Not Britain's
Got Talent, but the other one. Yeah, anyway, X Factor.
Was he on X
Factor? He was on the X Factor, yeah.
Right, okay.
He is good. He was real good.
So it sort of just goes on to say that he was last seen in this place. He's 24 years old, so he's not an old guy. And one of his old teammates spoke to him a few days earlier, and he's just gone missing. So he's obviously dead. Oh, yeah, there you go. Celebrity X Factor.
Mm.
Alongside Ben Foden.
Yeah.
Hmm.
my story is. So if anyone listening spots them.
Oh, and Annie went on a celebrity go viral dating. Celebs go. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Razzie Erasmus, guess what he's been doing? Guess what he's been doing? Just guess.
He has been outspoken.
He is. He's criticising referees again.
Oh, my gosh.
So I mean, what he was saying is, he's saying basically games are won and lost in small margins. We know that. And he possibly, on Twitter, has put out a video of a number of calls, similar calls, that the referee took on the weekend and showing how different he applied the laws of the game. So do you know what this smells of?
What's that?
You know what it smells of.
A bad attitude?
It smells of a bad attitude, sir. It's a bad attitude. The other thing is Razzie, probably as director of South African rugby, might want to be doing some kicking masterclasses. Because when you've got Cheslin Colby out there kicking goals for you.
Is he kicking goals for South Africa?
Because they've got no one else, mate.
Oh, my
gosh. Andre Pollard, injured. Damien Deerland, the
Francois Steyn.
No, the main, so the kicking 10 had a shocker.
Right.
So I don't know whether he gets injured or not. And then they call on Cheslin Colby.
Right.
Who is okay as a pub kicker, but not in an international to win a match, which he obviously misses, and they don't win. Andre Pollard had been playing, they would have won that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought, just typical Razzie. I had a lot of respect for Razzie after World Cup win. I thought he managed that team from getting absolutely slaughtered 12 months earlier by the All Blacks to win the World Cup. And some of the things he said to his team were absolutely wonderful. And I genuinely think he's lost the plot. Genuinely think he's lost the plot and should be resigned to being fined by the World Rugby Board. Over to you.
He always does this though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Always does it.
But he's only doing it like since the Lions came. He's just obviously a really bad loser.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well, here we go. You'll like this one. You'll like this one a lot. And I've just seen it. Okay. Sonny Bill Williams.
I've put it on my one already.
What?
I was on my...
Oh, have you got... Okay, yeah, you can do that one then. You do that. Just shows how much I look at it. oh, man. My brain. Where am I? Here we go. Ian Jones.
Yeah.
Legend. More of a legend or less of a legend than Jeff Wilson?
Oh, way less than Jeff Wilson. Way less. Jeff Wilson is a Rolls Royce.
He's not a legend.
He is. And he should have been playing at fullback. He played 62 test matches, right?
He scored a lot of tries.
Never got dropped.
But also, he always started.
Yeah, always started. Never off the bench.
Mm.
See, we were put right last week. How dare you come on and say Carmo, Ian Jones. Michael Jones, yes. Ian Jones, definitely not.
Ian Jones was the lock, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's saying, okay, that Geordie Barrett is our saviour.
Oh, my God.
So that just tells you that he's not a legend.
Absolutely.
So he's going on to say that Geordie Barrett at 12 was an absolute weapon. You know, over 100 kgs, 6'5". And he was just a wrecking ball. Do you or do you not agree?
I'm not going to comment on this.
That's fine. Let's move on then.
My mum taught me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
My mum taught me that, but I didn't listen.
No, and I really struggled to listen. I will comment on that later.
Okay.
Okay. Sonny Bill Williams gets KO'd in Sydney. So Sonny Bill Williams... to be fair, has won 9 out and lost 0 up until this point, right?
Right,
in boxing. I think he has been kind of fighting sort of primary school kids and stuff. But anyway, he got absolutely smashed.
Well, of course he did. He was boxing Mark Hunt.
Yeah, and now Mark Hunt is 48. I think, isn't he?
He's 48, but he used to be like an MMA.
Yeah.
He's an MMA legend.
Yeah. And he's 130 kgs now, but he lost 25 kgs. So he was 155 kgs.
He was in retirement. Sonny Bill Williams could barely stand.
Do you know, wow. I tell you what though, if I was Mark Hunt and I was 155 kgs and Sonny Will Williams says, I want to fight you, I'd lose 25 kgs too to wipe the smug smile off his face.
Oh, that would have been good to watch actually.
That would have been good.
Which round did he get knocked out in?
Third round, I think.
Oh, didn't last long.
Fourth round. Yeah, a standing count and then boom. He was, the match was stopped. You know, the referee's hands come in and they do this.
Flailing about.
And there's a picture of Sonny Bill sat down on his bum. Yeah. I mean, fair play to Sonny Bill, let's be honest. Go and become a boxer when you've, you know. But yeah, anyway.
Oh, well, unlucky.
Mate, it's time for what caught your eye.
It is, yes. Rico Ioane's mullet. That caught my eye straight away.
Out of all the things that could have caught your eye.
Yes.
Rico Ioane's mullet.
Yes. Now, yesterday I watched the All Blacks game.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it live, but I watched it yesterday. And there were glimpses of some fantastic rugby from us.
Yeah.
Now, we got off to a typical New Zealand start.
Yeah.
A hiss and a roar.
Yeah.
17-0 up.
Yeah.
And then we fell back into the old All Blacks. Started this year, last year, where we were, you know, we just didn't have our foot on the throat. If you think about a couple of years, well, more than a couple of years ago, but there was a spell where we were just relentless against South Africa and we beat them 50-odd nil.
Yeah.
That should have really happened
against
Wales. Now, we did end up putting, you know, 50 points on the board, but that was in the last 20 minutes. And again, we looked like the New Zealand of old, you know, in that last 20 minutes.
You mean the New Zealand of new?
Sorry, the New Zealand of, well, no, the New Zealand of old.
Yeah, old.
Where we would...
World Cup winning New Zealand.
Exactly, where we were just relentless, and in that last 20 minutes, that's when we would pull away.
I think with this All Black team, I was really disappointed on the weekend. And the reason was basically what you're saying, which is we did show glimpses that we've made some progress. Definitely made progress in the forwards. 100% have we made progress in the forwards. I think we've made progress with our selections.
Sam Kane been out, done us a favour?
I don't think massively.
Dylan played well.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played
Dalton,
well.
Dalton, sorry, yeah.
He played well. But I don't think, I think Sam Kane would have played. I think they're almost the same player. You know, I think Dalton...
I think Dalton's got more of a running game.
A little bit, but I don't... Yes, I know, actually, to be fair. Yeah, significantly better running game. my point is, Geordie Barrett. Okay, so Geordie Barrett now, for me, has to now play at 12 to the World Cup. Because, not that I like him, I think he's rubbish at 12. Is he rubbish at 12? I think that's a bit harsh. He does not offer the same of David Harvilli. David Harvilli puts players into space and he's not as good a ball carrier. Geordie Barrett, they're using him as a crash and bash merchant. So maybe that's not his fault. But I would much rather New Zealand use Caleb Clark as the crash and bash merchant because he's better at it than Geordie. And get David Harvilli to put people in space. But, okay, I don't think they're going to do that. I think this is the moment where I think I look at Fozzie and say, what are you doing? Why are you making this? But he's made that decision and I don't see him changing. So I'm going to say Geordie Barrett has to now play every game with Rico at 12 and 13 to give us half a chance of building that combination. And that was the problem for me on the weekend. I did not see New Zealand putting people into space like they had been doing with David Harvilli.
Did our wingers score a try?
I can't remember one. No. There lies your problem.
Yes. And we've said it before, and I'm sure we'll say it again, that New Zealand wingers normally score the majority of our tries.
Yeah. And I think
because our midfield put them into space.
We didn't do that on the weekend. Did we? No. Could you remember a backs move? Do you remember when we had like a moment where there was a backs move, right? And we were like, wow, this
is... Well, Wales had a backs move and they scored from it.
Yeah. Now, what I would say is, guess who Joe Smith used to coach?
Ireland,
right? Watching Ireland on the weekend is a pleasure.
Mm.
They play some really nice rugby. They put players into space. They score team tries.
Yes.
They score. So, you know, a team try is when the player that scores does not get touched.
Yeah.
That's the tries that you, as a backs coach, you want to see.
Oh, 100%.
Where you fool the opposition into a point where you're passing to a player who literally just goes over.
Yeah.
Now, New Zealand just aren't doing that.
No, they're relying on their individual stars, aren't they, or dummies.
So I would say the best teams to watch at the moment are Australia, Ireland, because both of them put players in space.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Shawnee Stevenson, mate. Shawnee Stevenson.
Yeah, should he?
Well, he's been injected into that AB 15 side who smashed Ireland A.
Right.
Okay, look great. He was not originally selected to go on tour.
Was he not?
And the question was, if you're Shawnee Stevenson, do you stay or do you go? I think he's putting his hand up and saying, you know, don't forget about me. I would love to see him get a chance. I think he's a great fullback. I think he's an exceptional
winger.
Would you play
him at fullback?
I'd probably play him on the wing because you got, for me, I'd play Will Jordan at fullback.
Yeah, 100%.
But Shawnee Stevenson, what a player. So I'm really, really glad to see him in. Ladies, New Zealand ladies winning.
Yeah, wow.
Was a hell of a game.
Hell.
I've, you know when you're fully invested in a game and you're on the edge of your seat and I just think the women's game's better to watch at the moment.
Do you?
Because they're just more, this sounds like they're amateur, aren't they? Like, they don't really know, like, how to deal with these big moments in front of these huge crowds.
Yeah.
So, like, the ball gets kicked and they've literally got, like, 5 seconds to go.
Really?
Right? And the player that gets the ball...
What do I do? Yeah.
It's like,
a bit like me.
It's like, what do
Pulling
I do?
Themselves.
What do I do here? So then they go, like, they go off on a run and you're thinking, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then they pass it. What are you doing? And then
we're
playing like quick rucks from there.
Oh, no.
Like another 2 rucks. And I'm starting to absolutely poo myself thinking, what's going on? But there's a great moment where,
Because how did we go ahead then?
I tell you what, it was a hell of a game of rugby.
Yeah.
Did we deserve to win, or did I think we did deserve to win it, to be honest, although our line out was a bit shaky.
Right.
But it was just tit for tat the whole game, tit for tat. Mm. We score. It was a proper test match.
A slog.
But there was good tries being scored. But I forgot my train of thought here. I just really enjoyed it. It was a good game. And even if France had have won,
yeah,
I think it was a good game. Really good game. And actually, it was a much better game than the England-Argentina match, which was absolutely dribble.
Now, I disagree. I disagree.
Which, because they won?
Yes.
Did you watch it live?
I watched the last 20 minutes.
Okay, so I watched the 27-minute highlights clips.
And I turned it on and I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, okay.
Argentina were 2 points behind and I was like, whoa, did not see this coming. But I've just got up here the player ratings.
Yeah.
So you think about the England big players.
You're talking, this is the men's, yeah?
This is the men's, yeah. I'm talking Billy Vunipola, 5.
Ooh.
Tom Curry, 5.
That's really surprising, isn't it?
Mario Toje, 5.
He played blindside flanker. What was Owen Farrell? 2. Negative,
so you've got,
5.
You've got Ben Youngs, 6.
Oh, he
you've
had
got
a bad
Marcus
game.
Smith, 5.
Mm.
Owen Farrell, 0. No, he got a 6.
He got a 6.
Yeah, but then another big player, Tuilagi, 7. Played a bit better. Jack Knowles, who's normally really reliable, 5. So
I just think that people are over exaggerating this because Argentina are good. They've
Argentina
beaten the All Blacks.
Are good. Yep.
They've beaten Australia.
They've beaten South Africa.
They've beaten Scotland at Murrayfield. So, you know, if England...
When was that?
Well, whenever it was, I don't know. Last but my year. Point being is they've beaten everyone.
Well, they beat Scotland at a home series.
Yeah. I just think that they're underrated by the English. I think losing at Twickenham possibly is the...
Yes, that's...
Is the big
that's
thing.
That's not a great one. But, you know, how about we look forward to next week's games.
Okay.
Now, Ireland have Fiji, Italy, Australia, England, Japan, Wales, Argentina will be a good test just to see if Argentina can then
back
go back to back.
Yeah, I think they can on this occasion, playing a different outfit.
Yes.
Principality Stadium, though.
It stayed in the stadium the whole game.
Someone said...
I mean, it's not going to escape because there's a roof, but...
An ex-All Black said, don't know who it was, it might have been Carmo actually, but he said if you could watch one game as a rugby fan, go to...
Would it be in there?
Go there with a roof on.
Yeah.
He said it's something else.
Yeah.
It's something else. And actually,
and the Welsh fans are
I reckon
nutters,
we should,
aren't they?
We
well.
Should take him up on his offer. I think we should do it.
Should we?
We should, we should do it as part of the podcast. Maybe use some of the cash.
What cash?
We'd pay for half a ticket.
But the game of the Autumn Internationals, France, South Africa.
Yeah, it was a real good game.
It was a real good game, or it's going to be a real good game?
Oh, sorry. France. Who did France play?
France,
Australia.
Australia.
I think that was a great game.
Yeah, it was. But next week, France, South Africa will
be
a good game.
I don't know, actually, because South Africa might just go into their shells. That'll be the only thing I would say.
We've got Scotland. And then the Barbars.
That'd be
playing.
A good game. Scotland, All Blacks, would be a good game.
That's on Sunday.
I wanted to say about the ladies, the New Zealand ladies. You look at the improvements they've made in their scrum, but most importantly, their ruck.
Right.
And I reckon the ABs should take a leaf out of their book.
Oh, okay.
They were they were committed at the ruck. Every ruck they were committed.
Yeah.
That was the winning of the game for me. New Zealand, again, didn't look after the ruck. Didn't people call it resource the ruck well
right.
enough. It's like, come on, just attack the ruck.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. They seem more and more, you know, worried about the ball coming out from the ruck. The Aussies deal with the ruck really well.
Yes.
The South Africans deal with the ruck really well. If I was a coach coaching against the All Blacks, I'd say that's their weakness.
I think the English ruck wasn't great. They gave quite a few penalties away as well.
Yeah.
In that ruck area, which lost them the game.
Mm. My last point, ticket prices. I went to have a look on the old Tinternet.
Yeah.
How much it would cost for me to go and watch the All Black 15, which is the
B
team,
yeah.
play the Barbarians at Twickenham. Okay.
They're not playing at Twickenham.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Okay. So to play them there, to go there and watch for a behind the goal ticket, £80 behind the goal.
Well, how much was it for, or how much do you think were tickets for the England Argentina game?
Oh God, what behind the goal or
I don't
cheapest?
Know, but cheap seats anyway.
120.
Yep, you're spot on. What about England New Zealand?
150.
I think it was 170.
Jeez. Guess how much it is to go and watch? So it's over £100 to watch from the sideline.
Yeah.
Right, from the, you know, from a decent seat type thing, perspective. Guess how much it is to watch the Women's World Cup rugby final at Eden Park for the middle, great seats.
Oh, for great seats, $40.
No, it's £68.
Oh, wow.
That's for the World Cup final.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Right?
In good seats.
In good seats. With New Zealand playing England, arguably the two best teams in the world.
Yeah.
60. I thought it was a little bit steep, to be honest. But I think you could probably get significantly cheaper tickets.
Yes.
Elsewhere if you are, you know, economically middle minded class. Like me.
Like a typical Kiwi.
I just want to be there.
There's no one set on halfway.
I'll go on the roof. How much is the roof?
$5.
I'm there.
But you need a couple of carabiners.
Safety first. I'll have one for myself, but Jack, you're on your own, son. Just hold on for dear life.
You can sit outside.
Right, mate. It's time for listeners' questions.
It is time for listeners' questions.
Do you want to do it?
Yes. Good day, boys. I'm not even sure who it's from. Anyway, who are the dark horses for the World Cup next year? Australia, should they can win? What? Australia, should they can win the World Cup after the France game? Can they win the World Cup after the France game?
I think they're the dark horses. I've said this before. I don't think you've done them. I mean, God, imagine if you sent an email in to a podcast. Would you really appreciate it if they read it out like you've read it out?
No, but I try.
It's unbelievable.
I just couldn't.
Unbelievable.
I like the question, though, by the way.
Who are the dark horses of World Cup next year? Basically saying, can Australia win the World Cup after the France game?
Can they?
I think they can. I think they're the dark horses.
Okay, there you go.
I think Argentina are the dark horses.
No.
And I think that's about it.
Those are the two dark horses.
Those are the two dark horses that you'd say.
Is New Zealand a dark horse?
Not to win it. People expect us to get quite a long way.
Yeah.
But I think people expect maybe Australia.
Hey, look, there's a mosquito. You very rarely get mosquitoes in this country, especially at this time of year.
This mosquito.
Oh, hey, look, there's a dead mosquito. Anyway, he goes on to say, pick two to start and one to bench.
Oh, wow.
Ali Williams, Chris Jack, Brad Thorne, Jono Gibbs, or Jason Eaton.
Brad Thorne, 100%.
Yep.
I'm going to go Ali Williams. So I thought he was a hell of a player.
Yep, I
agree. Chris Jack was good, though.
Yes.
Jono Gibbs are good. Jason Eaton, average.
Jason Eaton was average, but he had a great haircut.
Yeah. Jono Gibbs is good though, wasn't he?
I'd go Ali Williams, Brad Thorne, and then I'd bring Chris off the bench.
Yeah. Mind you, only thing I would say is Chris Jack was a line out Guru Swami.
He was.
And Brad Thorne's not. Ali Williams was pretty good. So yeah, let's go
but
Ali Williams.
Brad Thorne is an absolute workhorse and a mongrel.
Now, do you know Ali Williams played football till he was 18?
I think I knew that. Yeah, and he played basketball to quite a high level too.
Yeah. He was good, eh? I love that story. 18, you know, and he's a bit of a wide boy, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? A bit of a tough old school kid, isn't he?
He was a typical Auckland boy.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes a drink or two, doesn't he?
Yes.
And other stuff, but we won't go
likes
there.
A fight, I think.
Right, mate, do you want to go first or shall
well,
I ask
I
you?
I don't have a question.
Oh, you've
for
not
you.
Done it.
Mm. But my question to you is
who would you rather?
Is
Fozzie or anyone else?
anyone else, please? Bowden Barrett. Ireland.
Yes.
Do you think they need to lose a game before the World Cup?
No. I think Ireland need to go through. For them to win the World Cup, they have to go through almost unbeaten, I would say.
Okay.
Because they are a confidence outfit, and I think they will really be challenged at the World Cup to get through that quarter semi-final. So they can't have any baggage going into that. They've got to know the team that they're playing they can beat, that they have beaten, and they haven't lost.
Well, their group is South Africa, Ireland, Scotland. Now, Scotland do have...
South Africa, Ireland...
and Scotland in the World Cup pool.
What? No.
South Africa, Ireland, Scotland, Tonga, wow. and Romania.
Oh my God, they've got it tough, don't they? They might not even make it out.
That's what I mean. So Scotland could overturn someone.
Yeah. Oh God, that is sweaty bum time, isn't
that
it?
That is squeaky bum time. Yeah, so.
They need to go through unbeaten, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, if you could play in any team in history apart from any New Zealand team, who would it be and why?
Any team in history?
Yeah. Can't be a Kiwi team, though. Oh, no. No. Go on.
South Africa.
Oh, God.
World Cup winning team.
Nah.
Why not?
They were so boring.
Brian Habana.
They were so boring.
I want to play with Brian Habana.
They were the most boring.
Did they win a World Cup?
World Cup winning team ever in history. We'll probably get a flood of emails and going, "How dare you?" But that was true.
Can I just
Percy
say
Percy Montgomery in the back?
Yeah,
the only thing good about Percy Montgomery was one, his kicking, and two, his hair. He had great hair,
lush. But can I just say,
when he ran
the 2011 All Blacks who won the World Cup were pretty boring.
2011.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. It was a boring final, wasn't it? A boring final.
We had what's his name? Kicking our goals.
Stephen Brett?
No, man. Stephen Donald.
Stephen Donald, sorry. Stephen Brett. I wish it was. I'm not, but that we're saying that. I'm going to go Aussies, mate. 2000
Aussie?
And the 99 World Cup winning Aussie team.
Okay, yeah, all right.
They were a hell of a team. Hell of a team. Or I might go even further than that back and go the 93 World Cup winning Aussie team?
No,
91. 91?
91, 95, 2009. 99.
Wow.
So 91.
They were a hell of a team.
91 Aussies.
Dave Campese when he was playing. Oh.
David Campese, not a very good player.
Unbelievable player. Unbelievable player. I'd go for the Aussies. Or I'd just go for England just for the cash. Just for the cash.
Ooh, don't stop 2003, swearing. We're going to have to cut that out.
What a team.
Why are you swearing?
They were actually all right, weren't they? They just needed to use their back line a bit more, the 2003 team. Imagine how many teams they could have put to the sword if they had to pass the ball past 12. That would have been hell of a result.
Would have been good.
Every time Jason Robinson got the ball, he scored. But they were like, no, we'd rather play a boring game, rather give the ball Johnny and him kick it.
Go through the phases.
You go through the 20th phase, and if we've still got it, you give it to Jason, and he'll score.
But then the forwards should really score. Village. They still do that.
Mate, it's time for the guess who's.
Are you doing
guess
who's?
I have got guess who's for you.
Right.
Now, I will pre-warn you that they're not your normal Toby, I don't know anything about rugby sort of people, but I would say to you, they are big names of the past. Big names of the past.
Okay. How far back are we talking?
Oh, you're going to find out, aren't you, when you find out their ages.
Okay.
So what do you want me to start with?
I'm
going to
get
the
age.
So, first person, 43 years old.
Right, okay.
So, same age as me.
So, very old.
Yes, very old. Haggard.
Haggard.
Do you want to know their first team?
I want to know their first name. I want to know how big they are.
Okay, so tall. 5'10 or 178 and 89 kgs.
Okay.
So try and narrow it down to who do you think? Right?
A back.
Yeah, good. But 178, 89 kg. 89 kg is quite heavy for 178. 5'10, you got any more kind of, you want to narrow it down a bit further?
No.
Okay. First team.
Yeah.
1997 to 2009, Newcastle Falcons.
An English person.
100.
No.
182. Appearances, 2,049 points.
Wow.
Mm. Do you want to know the second team?
Yeah.
2009, 2014, too long. 141 appearances, 1,884.
How many points for his country?
For
England.
His country,
yeah,
of Romania.
Are you joking?
No, I'm joking. Of England, 2000 yeah. and well, no, 1998 to 2011. England.
It's Johnny Wilkinson.
Final answer?
Yeah. Although I think he... Yeah, final answer.
Correct. Yeah.
I thought he was heavier than that, you know. I thought he was taller than that too.
You thought he was heavier than 89?
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
Not really.
Oh, good to
I thought he was a bit taller than that.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was a bit taller than that, but anyway. Right, I mean, pretty much that was the last thing I could have given you apart from British Lions.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, pretty much told you.
I had it when you told me the Falcons' number of points that he scored.
Why don't you say it then? That would have been more interesting.
It would have been. Carry
anyway,
on.
Next one. Age. He was born on the 21st September, 1978. He's 44 years old.
Okay.
So my birthday.
Right.
He's 6'1", and he weighs 93 kgs.
Right. I still think he's a back.
Okay. First team, Auckland. 55 appearances, 245 points.
Okay.
That was from 1996 to 2007.
How tall is he? 6'1"?
6'1".
Okay. I have a name in my head, but I'm not going to give it.
No, no, say it and then...
I think it might be King Carlos.
King Carlos, okay. I can... no, I'm not going to... I won't mention.
Okay.
I won't mention because I know his... Well, okay. Second team, Highlanders, 1997. Highlanders, 2 appearances, 15 points.
Okay, then no, he's not Carlos.
Next team, 1998, Hurricanes, 5 appearances, 5 points.
He was a bit of a club slag, wasn't he?
Well, this is really, yeah.
You haven't done your research on
this
one.
No.
Well, I know this person.
100% you know this person.
Okay.
You'll get him in a couple of things. Okay. Next team, from 1999 to 2007, the Blues. 97 appearances, 275 points.
Okay. Not a Scooby.
2008-2013, Munster. 112 appearances, 175 points. I'll give you one more.
Is it Doug Howlett?
Final answer?
I don't know. I didn't realise that he played for other... I thought it was just literally Auckland.
Final answer?
Yep.
You're right.
All right, there you go.
I agree. I was shocked by that.
Yeah, I didn't...
You would have thought, you know, because he's top try scorer for...
He's top try scorer for the All Blacks.
For the All Blacks.
Yep.
You wouldn't have thought he would have had a year at the Highlanders.
No.
With year two appearances,
yeah.
Scoring 15 points. So he obviously did all right.
Yeah.
But then he didn't get played. And then he went to the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And then he was off to the Blues, where he obviously did really well. And he was obviously quite young at that time, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah.
So there you go, mate. Hey, you've made it through without us having to pause the show.
I don't want to yawn too hard, mate.
Thank you for your efforts.
Not a problem, mate. I do things for the team, eh?
You do things for the team.
How can people support us, Damien?
I'm loving the emails coming in, so keep those coming. I do apologise if you sent an email and we haven't covered it today. We will cover it next week. That is a cast iron promise. As cast iron as they get around here. that's the first one. Like, share, subscribe. And if you've got loads of cash lying around, maybe think about Patreon.
Yes, I agree. But yeah, we do love those emails, and don't we?
We do. Mate. Always a pleasure doing the show with you.
Never
a chore. Sick or not sick.
Never a chore.
Until next week.
See you later.
Podcast Network. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.